grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ to you, brothers and sisters. Well, if you're here for the first time, on behalf of Chinese Baptist Church, we'd like to welcome you. Again, I'm very blessed to be here and worship with you in Chinese Mandarin. I understand a few Mandarin words, so I've been very blessed by just fellowship and being here with all of you. But I was born and raised in Kazakhstan, and I came to the U.S. when I was 15.
我是在科科达斯坦长大的，数岁时候我来到美国。
So when I was growing up, my life's goal was to be successful, to have enough financial and resources, to have a great education, and have a family. That was my life's goal.
我小时候我的生命的目标就是希望我能够成功，能够得到一个很好的教育，能够得到一个很成功的生活，能够成立一个家庭。
As I was growing up, I did not know what this book is.
我长大的时候，我不知道神的话语是什么。
I did not know a single person who was a Christian.
我不认识任何一个基督徒。
I have not met any Christians until I came to the United States to go to high school.
我从来没有遇过一个基督徒，在我的家乡里面，是等到我来到美国的时候才遇到基督徒。
So I had no idea what it means to glorify God or to live a life that brings glory and honor to Him.
所以我之前我从来不知道什么叫做荣耀神，也不知道怎么用我的生命来荣耀神。
Today's title is God's Glory in the Cross.
今天正道的题目是在十字架上神的荣耀。
This chapter in the Gospel of John 17, Jesus is praying just a few hours before he will be killed and crucified.
今天我们读的经文，第约翰福音第十七章，就在耶稣基督还没钉十字架以前前几个小时所说的话语。
He just spent his last dinner with his 12 closest friends.
在这祷告以前，他刚刚跟他十二个最亲密的门徒吃了最后的晚餐。
And last, at the end of the service, we'll be observing the Lord's Supper.
在这今天的崇拜的，在这今天的正道结束之后，我们会有守主餐。
So as he is now coming to that point in his life,
当耶稣来到他的生命的这段时候,
he is voicing this prayer to his Heavenly Father.
他记着这时候他来向他的父神来祷告。
So today, the first five verses, we will see in these verses how Jesus is asking that his Father will be glorified.
所以从这开始的第五节里面，我们可以看到说耶稣怎么向父神来祷告。 向父神求，来荣耀他。
And then we will see in these five verses that God the Father was glorified because His Son, Jesus Christ, gave an account of His earthly mission to the Father who had sent Him.
父神被荣耀，因为耶稣基督神的儿子在地上曾讲述了父所托付给他的使命。
And then at the end, we will make an application to our lives. How is it that we are called to live this earthly life?
所以在这正道的结束以前，我们会使用这经文来在我们生命里，让我们知道说我们怎么样用主耶稣这个这一段的祷告来在我们生命中得到祝福。So
let's look in these verses 1-5.
我们看第一节到第五节。
So in these verses, in the first five verses, the main focus of Jesus' prayer is that he is focusing his prayer on the personality of his Heavenly Father. Notice verse 1, it says, Jesus spoke these things, and he looked up to heaven in a posture of prayer, and he said this.
所以看在耶稣这祷告的时候，他举目望天说这一段的祷告。
And he says, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son.
耶稣说，父啊，时候到了，愿你的荣耀，愿你荣耀你的儿子。
Now, what did Jesus mean here? The hour has come and glorify your Son.
在这段，他耶稣到底是含什么意思？说愿你的荣耀，你的儿子，愿你荣耀你的儿子。
Because there are a lot of people out there who don't believe the good news of Jesus. They're pretty confused about God, Father, Son.
所以在很多人不认识神，也不认识这福音，所以很多人不明白，父神、儿子还有圣灵。
Because one of the key beliefs and doctrines in our Christian faith is that God, He is a personal and intimate creator being that can be known by His people.
对，在我们基督教义里面说的，就是我们所相信的神是我们可以认识的神。
And this God, the Heavenly Father, we can know Him through His Word.
是我们所相信的天父，是我们可以透过神的话语来认识他。
And as Jesus, He is the one and begotten of the Father, the Bible.
耶稣就是父神的唯一的儿子。
And in John chapter 1 verse 1, it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
在约翰福音第一章第一节，这里讲说，太初有道，道与神同在。
So in our Christian faith, we believe that Jesus is God in flesh.
所以在经文里面，我们可以知道说，道成了肉身。
That's why we say the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们说的主耶稣基督。
So he says, Jesus, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. Verse 1.
在第一节就说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使你儿子也荣耀你。
He's referring to his father as a loving father. Because only Heavenly Father is the only true and perfect one. Because look in verse 3, he says that they may know you, the only true God, the one you have sent, Jesus Christ. Verse 3.
第三节，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督。
And then notice also in verse 1 and 2, he's saying that you, Father, you gave him, Jesus, the authority over all flesh, over all of creation, over all the people.
也就一样讲说，正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他们永生，赐给你所赐给的他的人。
So in this prayer, Jesus' prayer, he focuses on the purposes that God the Father gave him.
在这段祷告里面，耶稣专注于在他父神所给他的工作，他的目的。
So also when Jesus prays, glorify your Son, he said, Father, glorify your Son, he is implying and claiming deity, meaning that he's saying, I am in union with you, I am God.
所以在这段经文里面讲到说荣耀你的儿子，因为耶稣自称为神。
Because if we remember some of the Old Testament stories, in the Old Testament, God is depicted as the only one who doesn't share glory with any other person or gods.
因为在旧约圣经里面曾经清楚地告诉我们，神不会将他的荣耀赐给其他的人。
He's a jealous God.
他是一个嫉妒的神。
So God the Father, He only shares His glory with God the begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
父神唯一只能够把他的荣耀赐给他自己的儿子。And
as the title of my sermon is that God's glory in the cross, we see that God was glorified when His Son went to the cross to suffer on our behalf.
当耶稣受死受苦受难在十字架上的时候。 父神就从这件事情得到荣耀。
So as a father, when some of us here are parents, We are fathers. As a father, what kind of gifts or what kind of things do we give to our children? Or what kind of things, what kind of gifts did your parents give you? Now in this verse, Jesus is emphasizing again in his prayer that Father, you gave this to me.
在这段经文的祷告里面，耶稣专注于在父神给他的荣耀。
So look in verse 2, it says, you gave him authority.
在第二节讲说，正如你赐给他的权柄。
And what is this authority? It says in the second part of verse 2. So he, Jesus, may give eternal life to all you have given him.
这边讲到说，就是说叫他能将永生赐给他，你所赐给的，赐给他的人。So
Jesus is saying that Father, you gave me authority to be able to give eternal life to the people that I have chosen.
所以这里是讲到说。
Because God in his divine plan, because of his love for us, he wants to rescue and save us.
父神的目的就是要让这个救恩能够来到我们当中，能够拯救我们。
Now, some of us come from backgrounds where we have never been taught about the spiritual needs that all of us have.
对，很多我们当中成长的过程中，我们从没有听过有关我们的属灵的需要。
For example, when I was growing up, my parents or any of the people around my life, we never talked about sin or what does it mean to offend God.
所以当我成长，或者在我们家里面，或者在我周遭人，从来没提过罪。
But it is in the Christian gospel, in God's word, that God speaks to us and says that all of us are in great need for Him, for God. But because of our rebellion towards our God, the Maker, because of our sin, on our own, we cannot see Him.
所以因为我们反叛于神，所以我们没办法看到神自己。So
Jesus is telling, Father, you gave me authority to rescue people, to save people, to forgive them, and to give them eternal life.
所以这里讲说，愿父神给他权柄来拯救这些人，让他们能够得到这永生。And
look in verse 4, Jesus, our Lord, he emphasizes this again. He said, I have glorified you on the earth, by completing the work you gave me to do.
第四节这样讲，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付给我的，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。Again,
what is the completed work that Father gave to His Son?
所以到底父亲给他什么使命，让他能够让主耶稣能够完成
？It's the cross.
就是在十字架上。That's
why oftentimes the symbol of Christian faith of gospel. Is the cross. It's on top of the buildings, it's inside the buildings, it's in our homes, we wear necklaces, it's the cross.
所以我们基督教的记号就是十字架，有些人就戴在心上一个，或者在我们教会，尤其是教堂上都有十字架。
God is glorified through the cross.
我们神被荣耀是透过十字架被荣耀。
So we see here that Jesus' prayer, he focuses on who the Father is, and then he focuses on the purposes that the Father had given him.
所以这里看到说，耶稣的祷告是在专注于在父神的属性。
And thirdly, Jesus' prayer focuses on the power of God.
第三就是耶稣的祷告也在专注于在神的能力。
Look at verse 5. He continues, Now, Father, glorify me in your presence with that glory I had with you before the world existed. Verse 5.
第五节，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是
Jesus the Son, he possessed the glory, the majesty with his Father before anything ever was created or existed.
在未有世界以前, 耶稣以父一起共有的，更有得着这个荣耀。
In this prayer, Jesus implied that the material universe is not eternal.
在这里意味着世界，宇宙一切物质都不是永恒存在的。
This past week, I was going through old magazines in my garage, and I saw a special map about Mars, planet Mars.
在这个礼拜，我在整理我的车库的时候，看到一些旧的杂志，那就看到一个在火星上面的一个地图。
And there was a timeline on how, you know, Soviet Union and USA, how they were racing towards, you know, learning more about the universe from 60s all the way until 2015.
所以在杂志里面有讲到提到1960年代到现在俄罗斯和美国在竞争怎么样了解这个宇宙。
And there was a picture of this little mechanism that I think Russians, they sent to Mars, and it took pictures, and it sent the pictures back to the Earth, and we could see beautiful pictures of planet Mars. See, when I was growing up, we thought, wow, universe, cosmos, something great out there. Who is there? Is there life there?
当我长大之后，我就想过，在宇宙里面。 多么的奥妙，到底是谁创造的？
But you know, when we read the Bible, when we read God's Word, we know that all of these planets, stars, comets, and all that is out there, it is handcrafted and made by a personal and intimate God.
所以我们读圣经的时候，我们就知道说，这星、这宇宙、星星，一切都是从我们父神、我们的神所造出来的。
The first sentence in God's word says, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. God was in the beginning. He doesn't have.
所以像我们圣经的第一节，这章创世纪的第一节就说，起初神创造。
So Jesus is in this prayer, he says, Father, you and I, we were in the beginning. Before the world existed, we are.
在这经文里面讲到说，耶稣的祷告说：“父神和我，在这世界还没开始以前就有了。”
existed eternally, always as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
所以，父神、圣子、圣灵是恒古就存在的。And
here Jesus is again emphasizing that Him and the Father they've shared the glory before the creation came about.
所以耶稣在这里说，他在创造以前。
He was implying that there was a mutual giving of honor in this interpersonal relationship within the triune Godhead. Now think about it. The Almighty God of the universe in the human flesh of Jesus the Christ.
这个自由拥有的神，却来到我们世上，带着血，带着肉。
Who else in this world can give you and I meaning and purpose in life?
在这世界里面，有谁能够给你人生的目标、人生的使命呢？
Our culture, our country, certain kind of ideology, certain traditions.
或者是否是这个国家，或者是我们的周围周遭，我们的思想，
<Okay.
S 1> 没有一样东西能够给我们，是我的目标。
In this prayer, we see that only Him, Jesus the Christ, through the Father, is able to give eternal life, meaning life everlasting, life with God Himself. Only He is able to give eternal life to you and me.
只有父神透过主耶稣基督，能够给我们生
So the next question is, how do you and I have eternal life?
对，我们的下一个问题说，我们怎么能够得到这永生呢？
Jesus answers it in verse 3.
在第三节耶稣这样说,
this is eternal life.
这就是永生。
That they may know you.
叫他们能够认识你。
The only true God.
唯一的主，你认识你,
and the one you have sent, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Wow. It's not that complicated, isn't it? Let me read verse 3 again. Jesus' prayer, as he is an apostle prayer, he's saying, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God.
这就是永生，并认识你独一真神，并认识你所差来的耶稣基督。And
the one you have sent, Jesus the Christ.
就是你所差来的耶稣基督。Look
at this unity and harmony between Father and the Son.
我们从中文可以看到说，父神和耶稣是个合一和和谐的。It
is with His purpose for us in Jesus the Christ. In what he has done on the cross, that his life will be manifested in our life. That is the whole purpose of Christian faith, that God is living on the inside of us. When we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So what does it mean to us today? When we seek harmony in our life and in our relationships, in our workplace, it must first and foremost start with our relationship with the Heavenly Father, with God the Creator.
当我们追求生活的和谐，或者是我们与人与人之间的关系的和谐的时候，它必须是从我们与父神，我们创造主和主耶稣基督的关系开始。It
must be based on a personal closeness that you and I have with our Lord Jesus Christ.
它必须基于我们每个人与我们的神主耶稣基督亲密的关系上开始。
Later on today, you'll have an opportunity to talk to one of the church leaders or brothers or sisters who have been Christians for some time. Ask them, how can I know the Lord Jesus Christ? What does it mean for me to put my faith in him and what he's done on the cross? Why did Jesus Christ have to rise from the dead? Remember, if you are here for the first time or a visitor, if you're not a believer, remember that God created you, God made you for his special purpose.
如果是你们今天第一次来到教会的话，你要记得，神造你，是给我们每个人有生命的目标。
He wants you to know him.
他要让你能够认识他。
He wants you to live your life glorifying him as you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, his son.
他要你的生命能够荣耀他，一旦在主耶稣基督里的。
So for those who are believers, what does this prayer mean to us? Again, it's about harmony and unity with Him that brings harmony and unity and meaning in our life.
Oh,
In a church of this size, CDC, 65 years old, we have 600 plus people here, people of various Chinese backgrounds and cultural heritages. How can we be faithful to God's word in glorifying the Father as a church? First and foremost, it must start with our relationship with God and how we relate to Him through our faith in His Son.
第一个最重要的就是让我们知道说我们需要跟神建立这密切的关系，跟主耶稣基督在十字架上所做的有什么关系？
It was never meant to be complicated.
这一切都不应该是复杂的。
Next month, we will continue with this chapter, and we will notice that Jesus' prayer focused on his future followers, on the future disciples that will believe in him. In other words, like you and I today, 2,000 years later.
对，在下个月我来正道的时候，就会继续的看这段第十七章，看耶稣怎么样来教导我们有关他以后的门徒怎么样能够活出来。
So I'd like for you to spend some time this month, read this chapter 17 of John. It's a perfect, it's one of Jesus' last prayers in his life before he goes and completes the work that the Father had sent him to do.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹们在这个月里面能够第十七章读几遍，让你们认识到为什么耶稣要在这段讲这样的祷告。And
we will continue through our Lord's Supper to explain what does it mean that his body was broken? What does it mean that his blood was shed for you and me?
所以我们会彼此透过圣餐来能够了解为什么耶稣的身体会被剥开，为什么耶稣的宝血会给我们。
Let's pray. Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父,
thank you for your love towards us.
感谢你对我们的爱。
Thank you that you have shared your begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, with us.
感谢你赐给你独一的儿子给我们。
We are forever grateful that you have chosen us to be in a relationship with you and to know you and to have this gift of eternal life.
感谢主你拣选我们，让我们能够得到这永生的生命。
And as your church, we aim to glorify you as you have been glorified by the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们身为教会的一份子，愿我们的教会能够来荣耀你，就好像耶稣基督荣耀父神一样。
It is our life's goal and mission to live for your honor, for your glory, for your majesty.
这是我们生命的目标，生命的使命，就是让我们生命能够荣耀。
Thank you for every person in this room.
感谢主把每一个人带到你的面前。
Our prayer is that all of us, from whatever background we come from, that we will find the real meaning in this life.
不论我们是从哪一个环境背景出来，愿我们能够一起合一的来荣耀你。
And that is eternal life in you.
这就是永生。
Thank you again for this morning. Thank you for your word, the Holy Bible.
感谢主你给我们今天，今天早晨，感谢主你的话语。
Continue to speak to us through your spirit.
愿你继续透过你的圣灵来跟我们说话。
We pray all this by faith in your Son's name.
我们将用信心的祷告来为主祈求。
Amen.